This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump praised the drone strike that killed Iran's top general early Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president says Qasem Soleimani was responsible for killing Americans and has now been terminated. He's trying to tamp down fears that the strike will lead to more conflict in the Middle East.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president tells reporters in Florida he's not looking for a regime change in Iran, but that it must stop using proxy fighters to destabilize the region. And he warns targets of possible retaliation have been identified.
And I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Iran told the UN Security Council and Secretary General Antonio Guterres Friday it reserves its right to self-defense under international law. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, Antonio Guterres is urging maximum restraint.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A man